This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Thousands of people protested in Paris and other French cities on Saturday against a mandatory coronavirus health pass for entry to a wide array of public venues introduced by the government as it battles a fourth wave of infection. Police say protesters injured three police officers in Paris. It's the third weekend in a row that people opposed to President Emmanuel Macron's new COVID-19 measures have taken to the streets. Visitors going to French museums, movie theaters, or swimming pools are already denied entry if they cannot produce the health pass showing they've been vaccinated against COVID-19 or have had a recent negative test. Parliament approved a new law this week that makes vaccinations mandatory for health workers and extends the health pass requirement to bars, restaurants, trade shows, trains, and hospitals. Police estimate some 13,000 people demonstrated on the streets of Paris, and about 3,000 police officers were deployed in the capital, with anti-riot officers striving to keep demonstrators on authorized routes. Authorities sought to avoid a repeat of events last week when scuffles between police and demonstrators broke out. U.S. military explosive experts said Saturday they believe a drone strike this week targeted an Israeli-managed oil tanker that came under attack off the coast of Oman in the Arabian Sea, killing two on board. The U.S. Navy says American nuclear-powered aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan and the guided missile destroyer USS Mischer are now escorting the tanker as it heads to a safe port. While no one has claimed responsibility for the attack, Israeli officials allege Tehran launched the drone strike. Iran has not directly discussed the incident, though tensions remain high over its tattered nuclear deal. Thursday's attack killed two crew members, one from Britain and one from Romania. This is VOA News. A Thai hospital.